As close of the parak of Ali Shur, we began actually before Pesach. It's been a little while. The first parak was an appreciation of Limud HaGemara. The second parak of Ali Shur was the beginning of an appreciation of Tefillah. And then the third parak, which we left off, was looking at the Judaism 101. The basic farm you have to have under your belt to build what you call a Tzuras HaYehudi, to be a Jew in a substantive way. And he said, number one, to know basic halacha, to know Arachayim, or you learn Mishabri, you learn Chay Adam, you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, what they have under your belt, the basics of Tzitzis and Tefillin and Tefillah and Brachas and Shabbos and Yom Tovim. That was number one. Items two and three are the basics of Machshava in terms of Chumash and Pirkei Avos that are so often, we mistakenly sometimes think of as a child's play. There are things that we are introduced to as children, but to learn Chumash with Rashi and Ramban, to learn Avos with Rishonim, builds, they're for children also, but they're certainly not only for children. And item number four on his list, here on page Lamin Ali Shur, is Mesil Sishar. And as he put it, Lishanein Heitev, the Sefer Mesil Sishar, to know it well, Vishinantam. See, here on page Lamin, he explains why Mesil Sishar is so incredibly significant. Hamilon L'chol Torah Saminus, a dictionary for all of Midas Bikitzur Nimritz, with incredible conciseness, is Mesil Sishar. Sham Hinenu Lomdim is called Amidos. We come across all of the whole array of Midos over the course of learning Mesil Sishar, particularly Perak Yud Aleph, and beyond as well. But Gam Tzuras Hofa'osehen Harshonos, the ways in which any one midah might show up in different formats. Ki osa midah mafiyat zol b'nei adam shonim v'ofanam shonim. Perek Yud often particularly talks about that. How gaiva may present, have made different presentations in different people, and kaf may have different presentations. So number one, it's a dictionary of midos. It's a starting point for the work of tikkun midos. Yachadim zeh, that's not all that there is. Together that, you also get in the package of Mesilas Yisharim, Darche is bonus, the Hamasa, how to train yourself to think deeply and to act in ways that Lasagas Hadargos Harshonos Shahator Mevielin, to reach the different levels that Torah can bring you to. Remember, it's Torah Mevieli Day, X and Y and Z and so forth. Kayadu Amar Grachmi Volos, so he's saying that if you want to actualize the potential that Limud HaTorah gives you, Limud HaTorah puts you in a place where you could grow from step to step to step, and Mesil Sharman is going to give you the tools of thought and the tools of action to get on the ladder that Torah places you on, to be able to climb from rung to rung. Kayadua, Ruchai Velazner, we spoke about this earlier in the year. Ruchai Velazner, no, this we did not. We spoke earlier in the year about where Ruchai Velazner, the prime Talmud of Vilna Gaon, told his nephew. And that appears in the nephew's haskama to the Derech Hashem. But here he goes, Ruchai Velazner told one of his great Talmidim, Zuntla of Salant, who in turn was the Rebbe of Yisrael Salanter, Shiyikachlo was the Mesil Sishar L'mor Darko B'chaim. That's the way they quote it. It says all of the quote that Ruchai Velazner told Rav Zundel, Rav Zundel told Rav Yisrael Salanter, that all the Sifrei Musar are good to learn, but Mesil Sisharim should be your guide. Mesil Sisharim should be the basic handbook. Hatzar halomdo ha'pa'am ha'rishonos. A young person who learns Mesil Sisharim the first few times, a little small of them, and he's shocked. You know, motzi bo chidushim. There aren't so many chidushim. That line is, as you probably recognize, that's paraphrasing the first paragraph of the Haggadah Mesil Sisharim. It's very nice. There aren't such great chidushim, it seems. After Hamidah's Vahadar goes near Lapash Midai. A young person learned Mesil Sharm the first few times, you'll notice. He says, you're assuming, young person, you've already learned it three or four times. You've been through Mesil Sharm three or four times. You're like, okay, it's very nice. Yeah, you know, it reminds me of the things I know already. And things seem almost seem simplistic. Pashut me die. And you're wondering, like, what's Reb Zundel, what's Reb Chaim Voloshner was a man of extraordinary depth. What's he getting so excited? Misosham is the safer. Ulam, worth bearing in mind, the next couple lines are written by a man who had many, many decades of growth and perspective under his belt. Kol asher yigdal ha'adam, as you grow and as you mature, kol asher tisrachev yidiyaso v'tisamek ha'sagaso, as your knowledge broadens and as your understanding deepens, ro yoser neflos, ba'omek uverochav b'mesiyas hasham. As a person grows, as I grow, I'll be in a position to appreciate more both the breadth and the depth of Mesillas Hashem. And he says, he quotes his Rebbe, Adonai Marein Rabbeinu, Ma'or Einenu, Rabbi Yeruchim, the great Mashkiach. Haribagi Lomar, Ki Mesillas Hashem, you learn multiple things from the following line. Ki Mesillas Hashem, Hu Atamtsis Mikol Sifer Amchal B'chavon Zakabal. Yeruchim used to say that Mesillas Yesharim is gives you the essence, the gist of all of the Ramchal's Kabbalah sir. So then when you see that Yeruchim was Yadav Ravlo B'chachmas HaNister, which is an interesting bit of information. And as we discussed when we started Mesillas Yesharim, right, it's the first sefer published, major sefer that he puts out after the Cherem had been imposed on him. There's an extraordinary amount of depth that's being presented within under wraps in Mesillas Yesharim. V'chein shamati memori v'rabi ha'gomer yitzchutner zatzal. So two, the Rehutner was a Baal Kabbalah, is not as surprising. So both of his rabbeim had told him to appreciate the iceberg that is Mesillas Yesharim. That there's a tremendous amount of nister that's flowing below the surface, that's powering the sefer. Heavy omer. He called kula mavutus al chachmas emes. So he says, stand back and consider the fact that if you had this sefer, he's talking to you, so you've already been through Mesillas Yesharim several times. Right? You know, Tzair, as he put it, Tzair, halom do ha'pa'am ha'rishon. So you've learned it your first few times, learned many times, of course, of your life. Right? Been through your first couple of times through Mesillas Yesharim. And consider what just happened. You thought it was so pashut. It's really rooted in Kabbalah, in the profundity of Kabbalah. Va'anu b'lam deinu b'olaydanu mizeh. We didn't even realize that. I've been through it a couple of times. I didn't even notice. I had no clue. And then he says, that itself is an incredibly important lesson. Zuhi achana l'pnimiyas ha-Torah. This learning Mesillas Yesharim is a preparation in addition to being the dictionary of Midos, and in addition to training us to actualize the spiritual potential that Lima Torah gives us by being able to climb from rung to rung from our Talmud Torah. It also prepares us to begin to develop an appreciation for the inner life of Torah, for the inner essence of Torah, for pnimis at Torah. They learn the sefer nifla zeh ashkem v'chazor, luleus v'shigra. They learn the sefer again and again without getting tired and without shigra, not falling into habit. Now, that's not just sort of chazrin over again, but looking afresh. We'll slowly learn to find the inner meaning in what he's writing, and the inner the pnimis of ourselves, which is, after all, what Mesillas Yesharim is, even Aderach Nigla, all about. There's a very fascinating symmetry there. And it's a sefer of pnimis haTorah, and it's all about digging into your own pnimis, right? Even from the first midah, the hearers. It's all about being a misbonin, not just going through life, doing what you're supposed to do, but where's your brain and where's your mind? Where's the connection between those two? And even the very fact that you notice, hey, one second, here's a sefer that I thought I knew, and now I realize I barely scratched the surface. That itself is an incredible insight into the becoming more aware that there's much more depth to things than we often recognize. If you've never been trained to appreciate depth and nuance and pnimius, so then behagil asufra kabbalah, when you get older, you start learning Kabbalah's farm. And another interesting assumption. If you get to learn Kabbalah's farm, well, there are plenty of people who who do learn Kabbalah without a appreciation of nuance and depth and pnimius. Shesham ha-pnimius ein esteras me'ayin. In Sifra Kabbalah, pnimius is out there. It's not hidden. Yehafoch es ideas ha-pnimius sham lechitzonius. If you don't have an appreciation of pnimius, that a person attempts to learn Sifra Kabbalah without that, you'll turn all of that into chitzonius. There is, as I'm sure you're aware, Kabbalah has become commercialized over the last decade or two or three, perhaps even more on the West Coast than the East Coast, but certainly on the East Coast as well, and not only in Jewish circles. So number one, it goes without saying that to learn Kabbalah without a fealty to halacha is absurd. I actually had a chaver of mine when we were younger. He used to, he always had a knack for Hasidus and Kabbalah. At one point he was giving shiurim downtown once a week on Kabbalah. But he said to me, he said, it's a great opportunity to teach people to wear tefillin and to wear tzitzis and to keep Shabbos, because the Zohar talks about wearing tefillin, and the Zohar talks about wearing tzitzis, and the Zohar talks about keeping Shabbos and kashrus, and the Zohar talks about davening and brachas. And sometimes people, yeah, you tell them the sense of Shulchan Aruch, you should daven, that's not exciting. You tell them the Zohar says you should daven, all of a sudden you have a broader audience. But that was a person who appreciated pnimius, and that was a person who appreciated, but unfortunately, much of the commercialization and popular vulgarization of Kabbalah is not only literally popularizing, but also vulgar in the other sense of cheapening. And that's what he says. If you don't have an appreciation of nuance and depth and pnimius, and then a person is going to open Sifrei Kabbalah, you're going to totally miss what's going on. You have no appreciation for that. You're going to ruin everything. Hashar leimun pnimius shlemus, and where building that aspect of yourself, where is that going to start? Mesilas Yesharim. And as he indicates, not going to be the first time learning Mesilas Yesharim. It's not going to be the fourth time learning Mesilas Yesharim. But as he said, if Mesilas Yesharim is your friend, Mesilas Yesharim is your companion, and as you go from stage to stage in life, you return to Mesilas Yesharim again and again, each time with new insight and new. I have more perspective, so I can appreciate. My sight has grown. My glasses are clearer, and I'm now able to see and appreciate more of the depth of Mesilas Yesharim. So, well, as he said, not only introduction to Torah Hamidos and an introduction to the Hizbonus and Masa. That enables me to grow from Torah, but a beginning over time of an appreciation of pnimius. And so he says, "Lelimudim yisodim eila." These wrapping up this parak, these fundamental building blocks of halacha, chumash perkei avos mesilas yesharim, chaya ben Torah lahakdish tsumas leiv meruba miyom omda al daito. A ben Torah wants to grow, ought to give plenty of focus to them. Miyom omdo al daito, which is a fascinating phrase that Rav Volba uses with greater stress in other writings of his. That's taken from Chazal, miyom omdi al daiti. The day that I came to Das, so the day I became a thinking person. B'meshach arba shanim, over the course of 4 years, he's talking about the 4 years of high school, exactly. In Israeli Haredish circles, we call yeshiva ketana. A lovely chosh yediyah brur besvaram eila. That's the goal, to come out with. That's not the bulk of your time, but that should be a significant minority of your time. Is dedicated to the goal of yediyah brur, knowing this backwards and forwards. Umagam biyosu ben yeshiva, as well as beyond high school, when you're learning yeshiva gedola. Muchachu betzad limudo begefes luma lufitach nezos, alongside a pride of place is given to Gefes, to Gemara Shetosis, to learning Masechta after Masechta, well and thoroughly, to be learning this system as well. Muvtachu ki yielo yisod esan behisnagos uvashkafa. That will give me a powerful foundation in how I act and how I think. In the halacha and machshava, this is the appreciation of what we have so often at our fingertips.